This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
1 year ago this weekend, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its historic opinion that overturned decades of abortion policy. In Wisconsin, an 1800s-era law took effect, immediately banning abortions in the state. As Bridget Bowden reports, 1 year after the Dobbs decision, things look quite a bit different for Wisconsin on both sides of the issue.
On a recent morning near Madison, Planned Parenthood nurse Heather Ellingson is packing up her car. Every week for the last year, she's made the two-hour drive to the Planned Parenthood clinic in Waukegan, Illinois. It normally takes about 2 hours, except when the weather doesn't cooperate.
During the winter, there were some days where, wow, just the weather was a bit brutal.
For Ellingson, making the trip just makes sense.
Because most of these are our patients. So many people, patients from Wisconsin, we see in Waukegan, and had the Dobbs decision not happened, we would have been seeing them here in Wisconsin.
And recent data from Illinois bears that out. The Planned Parenthood clinics there have seen a 54% increase in abortion patients since last summer, many of them coming from other states. And that means another fixture of abortion clinics is also making the trip, protesters.
And so we came from Wisconsin to Illinois to try to reach out to women who are abortion-minded.
That's Anne Franchek of Milwaukee. She's been protesting at abortion clinics for close to 40 years. Now she comes down twice a week with anti-abortion posters and models of fetuses.
And I put this in a baby stroller to make it more real that these are babies.
Jenny Higgins is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at UW-Madison and the director of the Collaborative for Reproductive Equity. She says despite all of the people traveling to states where abortion is still legal, the numbers haven't evened out.
What we've seen is while less restrictive states such as Illinois and Minnesota have seen increases in the number of abortions, those increases do not make up for the decreases in restrictive states such as Wisconsin.
It's too soon to know how the ban is affecting birth rates in the state. But Higgins says when abortion clinics in Appleton and Green Bay closed, they went up, and she expects we'll see the same thing now.
So I can say with a lot of certainty that we will expect slight but significant increases in birth rates in the Wisconsin counties that have lost the most access to care.
Although abortion access has been reduced significantly in the state, not much has changed for some Wisconsinites. Before the ban, Wisconsin had 4 abortion clinics located in Madison, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan. Cheryl Thede is the president of the Options Fund, a group that provides financial assistance for abortion seekers in northwestern Wisconsin. They were already helping people get over the border, she says. What's changed is the pressure on out-of-state clinics.
The states where it's legal now are carrying the burden of people from the other states. Mm-hmm. And so there is a little bit more of a lead time with appointments in Minnesota and Illinois as people from Texas and Louisiana and all sorts of states are traveling.
The future of abortion in Wisconsin may come down to the state Supreme Court, which will now have a liberal majority after Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to an open seat in April. Matt Sandy is the legislative director of Pro-Life Wisconsin. He remembers celebrating the Dobbs decision a year ago, but doesn't believe anti-abortion work is done.
Yes, we've been abortion-free for a year, but abortion could be coming back in the near future.
Back in the car, Planned Parenthood nurse Heather Ellingson is also looking toward the future, but she hopes abortion access will be restored.
I was present when we had to close our door, and I would like to be there and swing that door right back open and be like, nope, we are ready, waiting. We are capable. We've kept up our skills and welcome our patients right back the very minute.
It's expected the court could take up the abortion case as soon as August. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.